You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's neighborhood night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is music bingo at 7. Wednesday is half price bottles of wine, and Thursday is trivia night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
There is never a bad time for some good friends.
Dude, I'm in the bathroom. Get out of here.
This is the Ace and Friends Radio Show.
Fun, funny, and fast. It's the Wednesday edition of Ace and Friends. As I like to call it, first day post-birthdays.
Yeah.
Man.
Glad to be done with that.
Yeah. It's. I mean, you know, my entire week last week was leading up to Dax's first birthday. That was on Saturday, his party. Then Sunday was his actual birthday. And then Monday was getting ready for Amanda's birthday yesterday, which was all day. And Regan's birthday was yesterday. It's like, man, it's a lot of birthdays that all run together right there.
Yeah, they're all crammed in together.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So now we turn our attention to July 4th, man.
Hell yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm looking forward to a great July 4th weekend because the 4th is on a Thursday. So we work the 3rd, and then we're off the 4th like everybody else. And then who's going to work that one day?
Yeah, we're not working on the 5th. Okay, we're off good. On the 5th. Yeah, it's good.
Like, who's going to work that one day? Maybe we should come back and work on the 5th.
No, I don't think so.
What is everybody else doing? Is everybody else working on the 5th?
I can't imagine. Do normally people just take off the 4th?
Yeah.
They don't take off the 5th?
I don't know. I don't know how that works in today's corporate world or today's business world. Because different people take personal days. You got your PTO days or whatever.
I think in today's world, no one's going in on a Friday on the 5th. I don't think
the 4th is on a Thursday. You're like, well, forget it. And I think most bosses have to look at that and go, this is it.
It's a wash.
It is a wash. So you're going to take off. First off, not a lot's going to get done on Wednesday the 3rd.
No.
Let's be honest. Especially by noon Wednesday, people are pretty much checked out.
Yeah.
Wednesday's the best travel day, they say. Wednesday's the biggest travel day. Wednesday, Sunday are the biggest travel days. So, okay, you're not going to get anything done. Then comes the 4th is on Thursday. And you're right. Knowing that there's a Saturday to say, nobody's going to go into work. Very few people go to work for that one day.
No, not a chance.
So you got to kind of expect that.
Yeah.
This is one of those years where it just works out that way.
Yeah.
And if it were on a Tuesday,
different
July
story.
4th is on Tuesday.
That's okay. Different.
Yeah, then everybody's coming in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. But on a Thursday.
Yes.
Now.
Sorry, guys. It's not going to happen for you.
Not going to work. But yeah, I am super stoked.
Anything,
it's a great holiday.
Any particular reason?
No, I just love the holiday. I think it's fun. It's carefree, more so than like Christmas or things like that. And it's just, it's warm, it's cooking out, it's grilling outside, it's hanging out with your friends, drinking. And
here's the thing. There's no worry about, I got to get presents, I got to worry about this.
Yeah, you don't
got to worry about
that.
The cooking that has to be done is not a major endeavor that's going to take you 3 days to prepare for. And in the bottom line is, it's by God, America.
That's right. And then you end the day with like lighting stuff on fire.
Yeah.
It's great.
Which I'm curious about because right by my house, the YMCA that's right by my house has a huge 4th of July fireworks display every year. Curious to see how Dax handles that. Last year, he slept all the way through it.
Yeah.
But he was only, a couple days old?
Sure.
Or 2 weeks old or whatever at that point. So we'll have to see how that turns out.
That could go either way.
It could go either way. A lot going on today when it comes to Ace and Friends. We got some post-birthday fun in a few minutes. And one of my favorite things of the day, coming up a little bit later, is this kid that Riggins has found with one of the greatest accents of all time.
It's incredible.
And I'm not going to lie to you. He may get bumped up in the rotation today because I just can't wait to play it for everybody.
Good.
He's awesome.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. beautiful rooms, and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost World Brewing. Lost World's Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is Half Price Bottles of Wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost World's Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and Friends.
So yesterday was Riggins' birthday. What did you do when you left here? Because you were armed with a case of Coors Light.
That's right. Yeah.
So do you make a deal on your birthday? Like, hey, I'm going to enjoy the day today. I'm not going to do any work type stuff.
Originally, I had plans for dinner.
Yeah.
But I had to do something for work later on in the day.
Yeah.
Late at night or kind of right around dinner time. And so I had to postpone the original plans I had, which is fine. It just happened to be scheduled on my birthday. So I didn't do much. It was so hot. It was like 95 degrees. So I walked the dog for a little bit and I was going to go to the pool, but then I don't know. It didn't feel right because I was going to have to come back and get settled for work stuff. But yeah, I just had a couple beers and had a late dinner and Okay. Nothing crazy.
No special dessert or anything like that?
No. And
so you skipped going to the pool in the afternoon because
I was dreading this thing at night.
You know, so you allowed the dread of what was coming up at 7 p.m. to keep you from what time? 2 o'clock going to the pool? 1 o'clock?
Yeah. Yeah, because I was just, I know that sounds awful, but I just hate doing that stuff. Yeah,
you don't feel like maybe if you had gone to the pool, it would have kind of helped you shake it off a little bit and feel better?
No, the reason I like the pool, I only go on Fridays, and it's just like kicking off the greatest day ever. You know, and it's euphoric.
And so if you go to the pool in the afternoon and then knowing there's work later, it's like, that just, it doesn't seem right.
It just kind of messes it up. And I love it so much. So I didn't do much. I mean, and I was fielding phone calls all day. You know, I was thinking, I was like, oh, maybe I'll even take a nap. Yeah, nice try. Dad calls, mom calls, brothers call. Text messages from all these people and you forget about it. It's like another job on your birthday. You're just sort of fielding people that want to wish you happy birthday. It's kind of a lot.
You're right. They have the best of intentions, but when it's one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other, it's like, okay, I got it.
Yeah. And our business manager is sending me emails about notes about a phone call he's making today. Here's some notes about our phone call tomorrow. I was like, oh, okay, thank you. Great.
Got it.
Thank you. Happy birthday. So
yeah. Happy birthday to me, by the way, while we're talking about it.
And he did wish me a happy birthday, but it was a lot.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Here's some notes for the phone call tomorrow.
Yeah. Just call me.
Just like
that. Ace and Friends coming up.
We found a dad who's got some advice for kids in the mall. His kids. If they are to get separated, he's very specific about what they are to look for. Coming up next.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost World Brewing. Lost World Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is Half Price Bottles of Wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost World's Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
When you've got kids and they begin to get a little bit older, where they can be a little bit more independent, you have to have a plan for if you get separated. You know, you have a plan for if there's a fire in the house, we all meet at the mailbox. You get out, meet at the mailbox, that kind of thing. If we get separated at the ballpark, if we get separated at the mall, what's our plan? We found a dad who has a very specific plan for his kids. It's dad and four kids.
So three boys,
three,
I think.
Three, okay, here we go.
What do we do if we get lost?
Find a mom
or a dad?
Or a person.
Correct. Let's not find a dad. They know nothing. Find a mom with a crossbody purse. They know everything. Got it? Find a mom.
There you go. Find a mom with a crossbody purse. They know everything.
I think that's the right advice.
It's very sound advice. It is very sound advice. Don't find a dad. Dad doesn't know anything.
Dad kind of does in a mall. Dad is not to be trusted in the mall. He's not helpful in that way.
One of my favorite comedians right now, Nate Bargatze, does a whole piece about one day his cell phone rang and he looked down and it was his children's school calling. And he answered the phone. And they called to ask him a question about the bus the child should be on. Mm. And he said his response was, you do know you've called the dad.
Yeah.
And his point was, I don't know anything. I don't even know if she's on the bus.
Yeah,
he
right.
Said, he said, why have you called me? You always call the mom. He said, the only time you should call the dad is if there are two dads and you don't have a choice.
Yeah, right. You're like the last option.
Yeah, he's like, and he even asked, do you know how families work?
Yeah.
Nobody calls the dad.
Yeah, it's so true, though. I know that's probably like, you know, unpopular, but mom knows best. Yeah. She's the one that's going to help in a lot of situations. And like a phone call from the school.
And I knew all that. So I was all good. Knew the teachers. I kept up with all that stuff. And I could be the person you could call. But historically speaking, you call the dad. If you're in a mall, find a mom with a crossbody purse. She's going to get you out of there.
Absolutely.
She's going to get some things taken care of for you.
If I needed some help anywhere, I'm looking for a woman over a guy. Every situation. In public. Unless it's like, you know.
Yeah, I was trying to think in most situations, trying to think of kids, you always would prefer that they find a woman to help them.
Yeah, I know that's probably unpopular, but it's the truth.
I just think of them being, if they're lost or they have a question about, excuse me, can you tell me how this works? Or what do I do to do this?
Yeah.
Oh, if she can't help them, she'll more likely to guide them.
Yeah.
A guy could say, I don't know, I can't help you, and then walk away.
My dad would be like, I'm just trying to find the Apple store. I was going to ask you.
Kid's like, I'm eight, man. Yeah, what are you doing?
I know.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
This is Ace and Friends.
I'm excited because today is the return of one of my favorite games that we play on Ace and Friends. It's called One Right Answer. That answer just happens to coincide with what Riggins believes because he's the person that comes up with the questions.
And I came up with a diabolical one this week.
There's only one right answer to these questions that you are about to hear. So Tech D Rob is ready to play, as am I. One right answer.
Is watermelon the best fruit out there?
No.
I say yes.
Ace, you're correct. It is the best fruit.
It is. Oh, it is so. It's never bad. Watermelon is never bad.
So good.
Even with no salt. Still delicious and juicy.
Yeah, love it. Are meatballs a top three pizza topping?
No.
Meatballs? No.
I thought I would have had Rob. You are correct. But I thought Rob would have definitely said, "Don't." Isn't that your favorite pizza topping, Rob?
No, I will get it, though. I do love it. But pepperoni, ham.
Yeah, but not a top
hamburger.
Three.
It's delicious, but it's not a top three.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Can Ace's sister Piper really communicate with ghosts?
No. No.
Mace.
I'm going to say yes.
You are incorrect.
I hate to break it to you.
You are incorrect. She cannot communicate with ghosts.
And I meant to have her on today. I just forgot today was Wednesday. Maybe we'll try to have her on tomorrow and see what she thinks about that. But I'm saying yes, she can. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
She would not say she could if she couldn't.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Again, you're wrong.
Yes.
This is one right answer.
Yes.
Check. Is a man who loves to crochet an attractive quality to most women?
No.
That is correct. Was the justice system too harsh on R. Kelly?
No.
No.
That is correct. Is having a first date at a fast food restaurant acceptable over the age of 25?
No.
I say yes. It depends on the people. Maybe they've talked about it and they think it'll be fun.
Ace, you are incorrect.
It could be fun. I don't know what they're, maybe they're trying to find a way to make it fun.
It is not acceptable.
Okay.
Should I do this one? This is bad. This one came to me in like I was feeling evil.
I got to hear it now.
Why is it? It's that bad? Hang on. But now we don't have time to do the whole thing and have a discussion about it.
Yeah, you might not want to talk to me anymore after this.
Oh, my God. What is this?
Well, now we have to do it.
Okay.
All right, we'll do it again. Coming up in a minute, then. Hang on.
This is Ace and Friends.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button. Rob.
Okay, here we go.
We came here to have a good...
No, here we go.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
So a few minutes ago, we played a round of one right answer where Riggins gives us the questions. He has come up with the answers, and there is only one right answer. You're either right or wrong, depending upon if you match up with his answer. And then he had one at the end that said, oh, this one's so diabolical.
It's bad.
Okay.
It's really bad.
And then, so it must be directed at me, Riggins, because you said I might not want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to like it.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm good to go. Let's do it.
Okay.
One right answer. The most diabolical one right answer question ever. Here we go.
Which is more likely to happen first?
Okay.
Tech D Rob gets engaged?
Right.
Or Ace gets divorced?
Ooh, good question. Ooh. That's a good one.
God.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a great one. Okay.
Good one, right?
Oh, my God.
Which is more likely to happen first? Tech D Rob gets engaged or I get divorced?
Now, I have no basis for, I don't know a thing about either of you guys' situations. What I do know is that Ace is married, and he's been married for years. Tech D Rob has been dating his girlfriend for years.
Years and years. 9 years.
Yeah, almost double digits.
Yeah. Which is more likely to happen first?
And Rob's engagement hinges upon them getting rid of this dog. Or so we're told. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I think a hard one.
Wow, you're right. Because I know what I know the right answer. That's the whole point of the game. I know the right answer, but it's what you're going to say is.
Here's what I say. I say my one right answer is, I would get divorced first.
What?
What? Ooh. I'm going to say that I will get engaged first.
Because Rob's not going to, they can't get rid of that dog.
I am stubborn. You're right.
And Rob's said he's not doing it. So that tells me that I don't know if they'll ever get engaged.
Well, you know, a dog's lifespan is only so long. So.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I didn't think about that. That dog might die. I didn't think about that. I just figured they're never going to get engaged. So the most likely thing would be that I would get divorced. And I don't think I'm not going to get divorced.
Right.
But I'm just saying, of the two things,
it's more likely.
I think only one of them is likely to happen.
Dang.
Ooh.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
How do you not mean it in a
bad way? How could you take it any other way than a bad way? What do you mean?
I just don't think Rob's going to get engaged. I don't think they're going to get rid of that dog.
I'm telling you, once that dog dies, next day we're going.
But that dog's like 4 years old or something.
Well, she's like 6 or 7.
That's another 10 years.
Oh, hope not. Don't wish that on me.
Well, what was the right answer?
That Rob gets engaged.
I hope Rob does get engaged. I feel like I've done something wrong here.
I don't know that you haven't.
What did I do wrong?
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Wow.
I think we're going to have to delve into this a little bit further. I feel bad now. Hang on.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
Okay, now I feel bad and I feel terrible now, like I've done something wrong. I didn't think. So here's what happened. If you missed it a few minutes ago, we were playing a round of one right answer. And Riggins asked the question. There's only one right answer. What would happen first? Ace would get divorced, or Rob and his girlfriend Meredith would get engaged. And I said, my answer was, I think that I would get divorced first because I don't think, and not that I'm planning on getting divorced, obviously, but I don't know that Rob and Meredith will ever get engaged because they're not going to get rid of that dog that they have. And that's the one caveat that Rob has to getting engaged.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
I think everybody's like, I said, Rob's going to kill her or something.
Well, it sounded to me like you were saying you're headed for divorce.
Yeah.
That's not what I was saying at all.
It all hinges on the fact that you think they'll never get rid of the dog. But Meredith has agreed to post on Facebook, hey, we're looking for a new home for this dog. It's not out of the realm of possibility at all.
But what I'm saying is they've done that.
Yeah.
And now they're doing nothing to get rid of the dog. So it's kind of like they've just kind of settled into this thing with the dog. And Rob does not go back on those things. And he has said he will not go back on that. So... And I guess I didn't factor in, like, God forbid, I don't want this to happen. But, you know, in 10 years, the dog dies. But is Meredith going to wait 10 more years to get married? I don't know. I wouldn't think so.
Do you think she will?
I don't know.
At some point, it becomes like a, hey, Rob, what are we doing here? Because I'm guessing.
Well, if it hasn't happened yet, I mean, they've been together 10 years.
I know, but they've got the dog, 9 years, but they've got the dog. And so, that's Rob's thing. Rob's hang-up is until they get rid of that second dog, they're not getting engaged. Fair to say, Rob? Yep. I don't want to put words in Rob's mouth.
Nope. That is correct.
So I just take Rob as a, like, Rob's a black and white, you know, this is the line. and nothing's going to change until that happens. I don't know if they're going to get rid of that dog.
And she, well, she's not going anywhere. If I were in a relationship for 10 years and she started threatening to break up with me, I'm like, where are you going? I would not. That would be the furthest
that's
thing from
you
my
would,
mind.
You'd be like, where, that's what you would say, Riggins?
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Okay, sure.
I absolutely would.
Let me help you pack. Let's figure this out.
I wouldn't necessarily.
She's not leaving.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Do but, you think she is?
I don't know.
After 9 years?
I think they seem very happy together.
Yeah, exactly. She's not leaving.
I'm just kidding.
But that doesn't mean they're going to get engaged. Maybe they stay like they are for the next 20 years. They just never get engaged. They just like, forget it. But just don't even worry about being married.
Maybe.
That's all I meant. I didn't mean anything bad, Rob, towards you or Meredith.
I won't tell her about this. It's all good.
Is she going to be upset?
No, I don't think so.
I hope not.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is Half Price Bottles of Wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
We all agree that cheating is bad, right?
Yeah.
Agree? Cheating is bad. But is it worse if you cheat on someone in their own bar? There's a story going around that Miranda Lambert's husband, his name is Brandon, was in her bar the other night in Nashville, Casa Rosa. And there was a bachelorette party in there, and that there are videos circulating of him dancing up on the bachelorette party girls, getting a little handsy with a few of them in his wife's bar. Now, a couple of things. It's not been confirmed that it's him. Now, I think that's unfair, but the guy does look exactly like him. I mean, if it's not him, it's like his doppelganger.
Yeah.
In the middle of the bar. Number two, if he had a little few too many drinks in his wife's bar and he's dancing with the bachelor girls and gets a little handsy, does that constitute cheating? Grabbing a couple butts or something, that kind of thing. Is that cheating?
I think so.
Okay. Is that a divorceable offense?
If it is cheat, yeah, I think so.
I mean, if he
danced, I don't know.
If he's just dancing with some girls in the bar and he's had a little bit too much to drink and he grabs a couple of them on the butt, she should divorce him over that?
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think that's divorceable either. But people are saying that it's so worse because it's in her own bar. So remember,
we're not
exactly certain it was him. No one's confirmed it or anything or even made a comment about it.
There is another level of disrespect, the fact that it is her bar.
And somebody pointed out in the comments, one of the comments that I saw was like, this is almost so stupid, there has to be an explanation. Like, there's got to be, it's
egregious.
It's so ignorant to do that. Yeah. There's got to be a reason that we don't know.
Yeah.
Like, clearly, he knows everybody in there. They know him, and if it is him, they know him and who he is. People coming in there wouldn't know him. Like, you couldn't pick a worse, stupider place except for the living room of your own house to do something like that.
Next level. Stupid.
He's real dumb.
Which I thought was a good point. Like, it's almost so dumb, there has to be something we don't know about this.
Yeah, then maybe
scenario.
It is divorce worthy because it's cheating and it's so stupid.
Like, you're just you're a moron.
Yeah, I go back. Divorce him. If it is him.
No, you don't. I don't think you don't divorce him.
I would. I mean, that's so dumb.
Because I don't think it's not cheating. It's not right, but it's not cheating.
It's not cheating. I mean, you heard it here first.
I didn't say it's okay. I just said I wouldn't consider it to be cheating.
Okay. Man. You're full of little nuggets of crazy today.
No, I'm not. That's nuggets of crazy. I love it.
This is Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Ace and Friends.
So I ran across something last night that reminded me. Reminded me of one of my favorite things that we do on the show. It's a game we play called Classic or Not, where I give you title and artist of a well-known popular song, and we determine whether or not it's a classic. Now, the key is, just because something was a huge hit, because it's popular, because everybody knows it, doesn't make it a classic. But I was playing songs. Dax and I had some time alone yesterday afternoon at the house, and I was going through some songs, some 2000s country, trying to move him out of the 90s into the 2000s. Still not really getting a good bite off the country songs from him. And I thought, okay, these would be good songs to use for Classic or Not. So sure. We've got 90s pop hits, 2000s country today for Classic or Not.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's start with 90s pop hit, Livin' La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin. Classic or not?
Classic.
Classic.
Classic. I agree. Everybody knows it. 2000s country, I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack.
Classic.
Hands down.
Hands down?
Hands down. A song written toward it's been used at every kindergarten graduation.
And all, oh my God. I couldn't even stop my eye roll if that was played at a kindergarten such a graduation.
Good song, and that's what's wrong. It's such a good song. It's so perfect in those scenarios that everybody can't help but use it. And now when it starts, you're like, oh God, not again. Oh but if you take that out, it's a beautiful classic song.
Okay.
2000s country will stay in the 2000s country category. Classic or not? Want to Talk About Me by Toby Keith?
No.
Both of you said no?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I kind of think it is. And that
Want to Talk About Me? Want to talk about I? Want to talk about number one? Oh, why, me, why? No. Absolutely not. I love it.
Okay. Okay. 90s pop hits, Time of Your Life by Green Day. Classic or not?
Classic.
Classic.
Agreed. Staying with 90s pop hits, Only Want to Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish. Classic or not?
Yeah, I think so.
I say it's not.
Okay.
Hootie and the Blowfish, massive. Had a moment. Several moments. Love them. Really love them. I just don't think that song is a classic song.
I can easily agree with you.
I love that
song. Yeah, I think I'll say no, too.
Okay. Quickly, a couple of 2000s country. Classic or not, Jesus Take the Wheel by Carrie Underwood.
No. No, no, no. Absolutely no. Never a chance.
Okay. And I'm not even sure Riggins will know this one. 2000s country, What Was I Thinking by Dierks Bentley. Classic or not?
No.
No, great song. Fun song. Not a classic.
I love Dierks, but none of his songs I would say are classic.
Yeah. Last one, 90s pop hits, classic or not, Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yes.
No.
No.
Good song.
Good song. Not a classic. Not a classic. I agree. Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
Quick warning, you are about to fall in love with a kid from Liverpool. Doesn't matter what he's saying, even though what he's saying is funny. This is one of the greatest, I think, most hysterical accents we've ever run across. Do we know how old this kid is?
Maybe 7 or 8.
And he's talking to his grandmother. He's filming his grandmother when he walks in the room on the phone, and she's sitting in the corner as he begins to speak to her.
Nana, can you play dominoes? No, your back's killing. Yeah. Your back's killing, isn't it?
Mm. Death in
hope. Mm, yeah, you would. From a sky, she would.
Your back's killing you.
He sounds like an old sea captain from like the 1700s.
Killing. Yeah. Your back's killing, isn't it?
Mm. Death in hope.
Mm, yeah, you would. From a sky, she would.
I don't even know what that is.
The guy's told you she would. I think he was telling his Snapchat friends, like, ask your grandma if she wants to play dominoes with you.
I told you she would.
Your back's killing you.
He's just so good.
Can you play dominoes? No, your back's killing. Your back's killing, isn't it?
Your back's killing you, isn't it?
I mean, that is a crazy accent. Liverpool.
And my back hurts a lot. I pulled a muscle in my back a while back, and it's been hurting. That's all I've been saying. Amanda's like, what's wrong with you? My back's killing me.
Oh, yeah, your back's killing you, is it? Your back's killing me. It's 8 years old. It's crazy.
That is my favorite thing of all today.
You're nuts.
Your back's killing
you. Oh, yeah, your back's killing you.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has 2 great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
All right, hang on, because we are quickly moving through a few things that you might find interesting. One of which I saved specifically for Riggins today. Because, as you may know, Monday night, the Florida Panthers defeated the Edmonton Oilers to win the NHL's Stanley Cup.
That's so funny.
That's hockey. And that means the world champions of hockey reside in Miami. I did not know this, however, because you were very excited that an American team won.
It was great.
It has been 31 years since a team in Canada won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I had heard that little factoid.
Yeah, 1993, the Montreal Canadiens were the last team to win that reside in Canada. Now, to be fair, there are only, I think, if there are 30 teams in the NHL, there are 8, I believe, that are in Canada. Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, Edmonton. I forget where the other few are, but there are only six or eight in Canada.
And it's Edmonton is like so far. I found out like you got to go so far north to get to Edmonton. They were talking about the travel schedule for the Edmonton Oilers. So it's insane.
And then from Edmonton to Miami.
To Miami. And then to lose. Oh, I think it's just so funny.
The worst part is, but think about that, the flight home.
you're just beaten. You're exhausted. I'm trying to find out Edmonton, Miami, killing. Miles. Yeah, your box killing you.
Your box killing you.
It will be a 45-hour drive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's insane.
3,024 miles from Edmonton to Miami.
Stupid. It's like when the USA was in the World Cricket Championship, I was rooting so hard. I'm like, hell yeah. America should go in, take over your sport, and dominate it. So the fact that an ice hockey team in Miami is going to beat somebody from Canada, I love it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, though, that the players are Canadian.
Don't care. Don't care.
They're Canadian and Russian. Who cares?
It's a name. You know, Florida. Suck it. I mean, I think it's so funny.
Flight time, just over 7 hours and 35 minutes.
Yeah.
So they played two games in Miami, then flew to Edmonton, played, flew back to Miami, played, flew back to Edmonton, then back to Miami. Then Edmonton's got to lose, get on that flight, and fly 8 hours home.
See ya.
After just having got your ass kicked.
Yeah. Take care. Wash your hair. I love it. Love it.
And then there's nothing else. Never mind. We've wasted all the time talking about that.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
The Olympics start a month from today, I believe.
Yeah.
In Paris.
26.
Very exciting stuff. I am a huge Olympics fan. And I think, I don't know about Rob, but I know Riggins gets hyped for the Olympics. May not even watch them, but he's hyped to follow him simply because it's America against the world.
Absolutely.
It's America against the world. And I saw this the other night. I watched a little bit of the Olympic trials from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. The swimming trials were held in a football stadium. They built this massive pool and everything in there. It was crazy looking. Mm-hmm. Tons of people there. But I was looking at it on social media and watching these people like, I don't know who so-and-so is, but she's now, this is my girl. We're going all the way. And one lady was like, why am I crying with American pride? I don't know these people. I'm just so hyped for the Olympics.
That's why
you start to get that feeling of like, we're going to go kick the world. You know,
Yeah.
It's time.
It's not like following like a LeBron or a Kobe Bryant or something. These are people that have worked their entire lives to hone their craft. And finally, they get the recognition that they deserve.
Yeah.
And the whole country roots for them. Absolutely. I want to see them go in there and slap some countries around. Disrespect, especially those Australian swimmers.
Yes.
You're number one. I've been eyeballing you, Australia.
It's just that one Australian swimmer. Then she didn't make the Olympic team after she said disparaging things about America.
She's representing Australia. I don't care. Australia, watch your mouth. We're going to come over there and slap you around. I don't want to do it, but you're going to force our hand in this.
It's going to be, I'm the same way. I will go home in the day and just turn it on like, oh, what are we watching here? Oh, water polo. What are we doing? The Americans in the water polo. Let's do it.
Yeah. Would you ever watch water polo any other time? Probably not.
Nope.
But it's awesome to watch America go in and dominate.
Will you keep up with the Olympics at all, Rob, or not your thing?
No, it's not for me. Really? Meredith likes it, though.
I just can't. Really? So Meredith will watch and kind of keep tabs on everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. It will run in my house pretty much 24/7.
Yeah, it's great.
Like whatever's on, like we're watching it constantly, keeping up with this, that, or the other, and knowing who's going to be on it. Prime time tonight, we're going to get to see this person or that person.
Mm-hmm.
And you always find a couple of great stories, heartwarming stories, people that you're like, oh, I can kind of root for this person from, you know, whatever country that's got an incredible story to share.
Mm-hmm.
until there's an American in the race.
Yeah, then shut up.
It's like, I'm so mad. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to root for the American every time to defeat you.
Yeah, it's great.
Every time.
And it unites the country in a great way, I think. Everybody can agree on this one thing, which doesn't happen often.
Most, I think, I'll be curious to see how that goes this year. We're so split up and separated now. Hopefully it can bring the country together.
I hope so.
If only for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If only for 2 weeks. I can't wait, though, for the Olympics to begin. I can't mm-hmm. wait. Just American dominance.
Absolutely.
America. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.